Thank you, Mr. President, for giving the floor. I would like to congratulate you as the congratulate you on the election as the president. I would like to share the information on implementation of the CCW Protocol 5 in the country. Mr. President, as you are aware that the explosive remnants of war still continue to become such a daunting barrier to the progress of the development of the affected country around the world, including the Lao PDL. ERW is not only remain a challenge to national development, they limit safe access to agricultural land and land for development projects, but also continue killing and maiming innocent people. To address this issue, the Lao government has been doing its utmost to overcome just obstacles to the survey clearance, rich education, victim assistance. The Lao PDR has been located and carrying the ERW since 1996. However, the contaminated area remains extremely vast and substantial amount of resources required for their clearance, public awareness, and victim assistance. The Lao PDR is committed to implementation prevention of the Protocol 5 on ERW. In 2007, great progress had been made, resulting more than 115,000 items, including ERW and cross ammunition, were destroyed. More than 400,000 hectares of land contaminated by ERW and cross ammunition were cleared. This includes agricultural land and land for development projects. Mr. President, these achievements will not be possible without an extensive cooperation and cooperation as an assistant among the state party, signatory, and supportive state of to the convention, international organization, development partners, and civil society, expressing their strong will and commitment for the free this world from explosive remnants of war. The productive dynamic and extensive mutual support have enabled us to achieve a better implementation of the Protocol 5. We therefore believe that further cooperation and assistance are the key elements in order to meet the obligation under Protocol 5. In this connection, the Lao PDR has been consistent with our national report submission on implementation of Protocol 5 since the Lao PDR ratified the Protocol 5 in 2012, and the latest report was submitted in March this year. Mr. President, as one of the most heavily affected countries, Lao PDR has been actively promoting the universalization of the Protocol 5 in order to prevent further victimization of mankind caused by ERW. In 2016, the Lao PDR launched our national SDG, SDG 18, Life Safe from UXO. The SDG 18 has been integrated into our national economic and social development plan to promote the universalization of the Protocol 5 and our national SDG 18. The Lao PDR organized a side event on SDG 18 here in New York during the meeting of State Party to Convention on Cross Ammunition last year. The Lao PDR organized a side event on the same topic in New York during the high-level political forum in July 2018. Before I conclusion, I would like to express my deep appreciation to all international organizations, development partners, and NGO for their support, assistance, cooperation to address the ERW in the country. Thank you so much.